Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 938, for Saturday, May 25th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing seven spots from 27 to 20, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 14,050 views. That is a gain of 728, or 5.5%, but it is nearly 1,900 fewer than last week's number 20. So a more consistent performance leads to a pretty sizable jump in position. Climbing from 31 to 19, Skyrise, by Sebastian Pochon and Adam Wise, published by Roxley Games, with 14,232, 182 more than Arkham Horror, a gain of 18%. After popping back into the top 10, climbing actually from 31 2 weeks ago to number 10 last week, down to 18 is Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Kaman, with 14,584. About 350 more than Skyrise, a decline of 22%. Down 2 to 17, The White Castle, by Shea S. and Isra C., published by DeVere, with 14,790, about 200 more than Dune, a decline of 15%. Climbing 4 to 16, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 14,827, just 37 more than The White Castle and 243 more than the other Dune, a decline of 7%, but it climbs 4 positions. The gap from number 16 to number 20 is just 700, doing the math too slow, 777 views. Climbing back up 3 to 15, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,081, 1,200 more than Dune Imperium, but also a decline of about 4%. After a 5-week run back in the top 10, down 6 to 14, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,583. About 500 more than Spirit Island, a decline of 22%. Down 7, after returning to the top 10, for after years away, from 6 to 13, Feudum, by Mark Swanson, published by Odd Bird Games, with 17,344, about 750 more than Arcs, a decline of 27%. Inching down just 1 from 11 to 12, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 17,726, about 400 more than Feudum, and a decline of 5%. So here we are already seeing a transition in performance in the list, because Arc Nova loses one position to number 12 on a 5% decline, whereas Dune Imperium climbed 4 positions to 16 on a 7% decline. Entering at number 11, Windmill Valley, by Danny Garcia, published by Board and Dice, with 18,164, about 400 more than Arc Nova. We do have 4 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 6 to 13, Feudum, from 8 to 14, Arcs, from 10 to 18, Dune, War for Arrakis, and from 7 out of the top 100, Ice. Number 10, Oath, New Foundations, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 18,247, just 83 more than Windmill Valley, and a decline of 29% as it loses 5 positions in its second week in the top 10. It is also about 550 fewer than last week's number 10. So here we see that the performance is a little more consistent in the top 10 or at number 10, the gap 550, whereas remember the gap between number 20s week over week was 1900. Number 9, Earthborn Rangers by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 18,417, 170 more than the Oath expansion, and more than double what it had last week. So it was well outside the top 40 last week. It returns after 9 weeks away, charting for the 9th time, and is at number 9. But as for why there was a big surge of double the views it had last week, I don't know. I didn't see anything in the forums that might point to it. So if you know, of course, please let me know. Number 8, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 18,624, about 200 more than Earthborn Rangers, just 377 more than the Oath expansion, and only 460 more than Windmill Valley. The gap, that's the narrow gap between number 8 and number 11. For Heat, it is an 8.5% decline, but it moves up one position. Number 7, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 20,988, 2,300 more than Heat, a 13% gain from where it was last week at number 13, a 6-position climb. It returns after 15 weeks away, charting for the 24th time. But that mark of nearly 21,000 is only about 850 more than a couple of weeks ago when it charted at number 12. So again, another indication of the sort of depressed page view environment, certainly in this portion of the list. Number 6, Hegemony, by Barnabas Timotio and Vangelis Bahirtakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 26,737. That's close to 6,000 more than Brass, and well more than double what it had last week at number 34, a 28-position climb as it returns after 16 weeks away and has its 12th appearance in the top 10. Now, I do have an explanation for why Hegemony made such a big move. It was a Golden Geek winner for three different categories: innovative, thematic, and heavy game of the year. Number 5, Sky Team, by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masky, with 27,541, 800 more than Hegemony, and also significantly more than double what it had last week. Well, that makes me wonder whether Earthborn Rangers received a Golden Geek. I guess I should look that up. Nope. So, again, I still don't know the reason. But Sky Team jumps from number 30 last week up to number 5, returning after 7 months away and charting for just the 3rd time. But as I just sort of hinted at, it won a couple of Golden Geek Awards as well, it for cooperative and two-player game of the year, because it is a two-player cooperative game where the setting is pilot and a co-pilot trying to land a plane. It's a dice-rolling game. That is our highest new entry, so the top 4 games are all repeating. Number 4, Sand, by Ariel Di Costanzo and Javier Pellizzari, published by De Vere, with 29,971, 2,400 more than Sky Team, a pretty substantial decline of 41% as it loses the position it's held for the last 2 weeks at number 1. Number 3, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 36,306, more than 6,000 clear of Sand, though a decline of 14% as it falls back one position and spends the 3rd week of the last 4 at number 3. Number 2, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 37,111, just 805 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 11%, but it is able to climb one position, and in fact, this is the third week of the last four that it has been at number two. Number one, Black Forest, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 46,589. 9,500 more than Harmonies, a gain of 79% from where it was last week at number four, a three-position climb in its second week on the chart, to notch its first number one. So actually, last week's top four have all repeated in the top four. They are just inverted. So 1, 2, 3, 4 last week are 4, 3, 2, 1 this week. For Saturday, May 25th, 2024.